songs you can sing along to on 4CC. Steve Miliband, 21 to 9. He's all dressed up in his suit. G'day to our state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butch. Hello, Butch.
Hey, g'day, Hammo. How you going?
Good. We'll talk more about the cup shortly and get your tip and see what you think about it. But mate, we've had quite a few calls ever since 17th of December's been mooted. You know, got to be fully vaxxed. Yada yada yada. A lot of people confused. First up, the vax.
Yep.
Is the government making everybody be double vaxxed?
The government's not making everyone. Certainly at this stage, most people are out getting it, which is good. Uh-huh. We've been pushing the vaccinations for people to get done because it's the safest thing we know for people. Most people that are in hospital, either in hospital or in ICU or on breathing machines, aren't vaccinated. So the proof's in the pudding. The numbers in New South Wales and Victoria are they're startling, the numbers of people that are in there that aren't vaccinated. So we've been pushing and making sure that people have every opportunity to go and get themselves vaccinated. And that hasn't stopped. Our vaccine clinic will still be open here in Gladstone Monday to Friday, 9 to 4pm. The GPs are still doing vaccinations. The chemists are still doing vaccinations. The only people that we've mandated here in Queensland are the police and the nurses. Mm-hmm. And those type of people in the front line and in the elderly hostels and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Because they're at the front line. They're the ones who, you know, are in hospitals and dealing with people every day and ambulance drivers and all that sort of stuff. So at this stage, the borders are being opened on the 17th of December.
Yep.
We haven't mandated for normal people like me and you to go and get vaccinated.
No.
But what has been really impressive over the last few weeks especially is that most people have stepped up and gone out and got vaccinated.
Mm. All right. Now, there was some nurses and those in the front line were stood down yesterday because they weren't fully vaccinated, but they've been stood down on full pay. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And each one of those will be assessed. The Queensland Health will be looking for those people and identifying who they are and having conversations with those people. As I said, we've mandated here in Queensland. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that our frontline staff are vaccinated because the last thing we want to do is have people in our hospital system that are dealing with people that are sick, getting sick themselves. So the government's made that decision to do that and will support those people through and certainly with the support of the unions, how they go about the next couple of days after this.
Okay, got a couple of emails from yesterday, and one was in regards to people that have been sick, people that have died because of the vaccine. What's your answer to that? I mean, how do we stop that? Is there a way of stopping it? There's not, is there?
Oh, it's like any vaccine that you get right across the world. You know, this has been vaccinated. There's millions and millions and millions of people right across the world with very small amounts of people getting ill or getting sick or even dying from the vaccine itself. Uh-huh. A lot of people that do get sick from the vaccine or die have underlying health problems, which we've identified in Australia. But not only that, as I said, right across the world. So, it's what happens with vaccines right across the world every day. People get vaccines. Some people have adverse reactions to them and some actually pass away. Mm. But it's very, very small. It's like under 1%. It's a very minute number.
All right. You said underlying health problems. What if there are listeners that do have underlying health problems that have actually got a medical certificate, and this is from another listener, and have got the medical certificate to say that, hey, they can't be vaxxed because they're at a very high risk? When the 17th of December comes up, the venues that are going to require those to be double vaxxed, otherwise they're not going to be allowed in, is that going to be a problem? Are they going to be discriminated against, this listener has said, because of medical reasons they can't get vaxxed?
Yeah, well, whoever the listener was and whoever had wrote into you, congratulations. You went and got advice from your doctor, which we asked a lot of people to go and do. If you're having second thoughts, if you're not sure, if you've got underlying health conditions, go and see your GP. So whoever the person wrote in, well done. You've done the right thing. We are not, as a government, we are not mandating venues to ask people for show their double vaccinations at this point. As a government, we're not doing that. There are some venues who are talking about it. There are some shops that are talking about it. But none of those are in place at the moment. To that person, I would envisage that if you can provide documentation that says that your doctor has said that you can't get a vaccine, those venues, I would imagine, and highly likely that they will say that's fine.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, if for medical reasons you can't get the vaccine, then there's no reason why they should not let you in just because of that.
those venues that are going to require you to be double vaxxed, is there an easing of restrictions of what they can do within that venue compared to other venues that won't require you to do that?
Yeah, well, currently the Queensland government, what we do is we will still maintain, while COVID's going to be in our communities and in our hotels and pubs and clubs and restaurants, we will mandate a, you know, the numbers per people can go into those type of venues.
Right.
So at the moment it's one per two square metres. If there's a massive outbreak in a community, you know, like Gladstone or like Rockhampton or Mackay, those mandates on those numbers in those type of restaurants or pubs or clubs or wherever, indoor locations, could go back to where we were before, one per four square metres or bigger. What we're saying and what we're looking at and going through now with the Queensland Health to say, if that venue chooses to only accept double vaccinated people, then they will have a free run as if their business is operating as normal.
Okay. Yep. All right. Just before we get on to the app and how to prove that you've been double vaccinated, I did get an email just shot through then saying it's discrimination against those that aren't being vaxxed. What do you say to that from the government's point of view?
About the...
It's discriminate. We're being discriminated against either A, for our workplace, because our workplace is demanding that we be double vaxxed, or venues that are requiring us to be double vaxxed aren't letting us in, or they will be from the 17th of December. We're being discriminated against. What's your
call on that? Well, I'll say to those people, you know, at the end of the day, this is a worldwide pandemic that is killing people all around the world. This is making people extremely sick. We, as a government, our job is to make sure the people of Queensland are safe. And we've been doing that through the Chief Health Officer, who's now the new Governor, and the Premier in Queensland, and the Health Minister. The numbers that we're seeing getting vaccinated is really positive, and we want to make sure that everyone has the ability to get vaccinated. If you choose not to get vaccinated, that's up to you. You don't have to. At the end of the day, as I said, we are not mandating restaurants, pubs, clubs, and all those type of things. That will be a choice of the venue themselves. But once again, we wanted to make sure that our frontline staff are protected and are safe and can continue to do the work to save people's lives. So I understand that people think they're being discriminated against, but that's totally up to that percentage of people that are not getting vaccinated.
I read a post yesterday and they said, well, to one person, they said, well, put it this way. If you come into a nightclub and you're wearing thongs and they don't let you in because you're wearing thongs, are they discriminating against you because you're wearing thongs and they won't let you into the nightclub? And I suppose that's an intelligent way to look at it.
And that's what it's like. That's the thought that I guess you can look at it as well. Same thing. You stop at the stoplights. You put a seatbelt on when you get in your car.
Sure.
You don't go and rob someone's place because that's the rules that are in place.
Yeah.
If those rules are mandated by each individual location or facility, well, that's up to them.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right, Butch, finally, there is some confusion about how we prove that we're being double vaccinated. What is happening with, like, which app do we download? Do we go through Medicare? Is there a generic app or a general app that we can use to say, okay, yep, there we go, as we walk into a venue, I've been double vaccinated, whatever. What do we need to do? How do we get through this?
So what we're seeing now is, particularly now that Queensland will be opening up, we'll either utilise the MyGov app that you can get into, and with your Medicare side of that, you can download a picture from there to say that you're double vaxxed. As a Queensland government, I think we're looking at something very similar to your check-in code that everyone knows how to use now, and we'll have a look at that and roll that out as that develops. So keep an eye out for it. But what I'll do is I'll let people listening know that we'll run a bit of a thing on how to get into your MyGov, how to download that app, that picture, so that you can have it on your phone if once we get into these situations in another 4 or 5, 6 weeks.
Okay, so somehow we'll let people know through our
video. Either here,
here as well. I don't know, might pop over to Market or something like that. Come down and see me, and you know, we've got staff there that'll help you out and get you through it.
Yeah, and as I said, we'll run a campaign once it's clear on what everyone needs to do, on how to prove that you've got double vaccinated, so you can just show it as you go into a venue or whatever you need to do.
Put a video up on social media, everything like that.
That's it. It's if it's technological, it won't be me doing it. It'll be someone else.
Fair enough. All right, better let you go. I know you got to head off for a conference. But now, just quickly, Melbourne Cup today, what are you going to go for?
My tip is incentivise go the favourite.
Queensland horse.
Just by seeing the form going into the race, I don't think any other horses, the form is the same as a favourite incentivise. And if he gets a clear run and is in the first couple and coming around that corner, say goodbye.
Yep. That's it. Yeah. I think the shortest odds favourite since Farlap.
Yeah,
I think they're saying an Aussie horse.
I see it's blown out to $2.90. That's still pretty good for it.
Yeah. Well, make sure you put 24 Sue Lurkin in the exotics, eh? Because that's what I'm going for.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, the biggest tip: put 24 of them in for a box first four, and you can't
get
wrong.
That's it. My grandmother never lost a Melbourne Cup. She did exactly that. All right, mate. Thank you very much. Good on you, Butch.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks for clearing a lot up. And this is our member, state member for Gladstone, Glenn Butcher on 4CC.